Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Where's our Friday morning? You and I get together with our listening audience out there.
And it's a gloriously sunny day in British Columbia after so much gloomy rain.
It's very pleasant today indeed, yeah.
Now, today we're going to take a look at some of the headlines that caught our eyes. I'll go first here, Bob. My headline was, does TD stand for not Toronto Dominion, but totally dope? And you said maybe totally destructive. Why that headline? Well, the TD Bank has been fined $9.2 million by Canada's money laundering watchdog for funneling money to terrorist activity. But $9.2 million, that may not be all they have to fork over, because at least three U.S. government agencies are investigating TD for laundering fentanyl money from Chinese entities, and their employees are also accused of accepting bribes. And according to this one article, the TD Bank has been told to set aside at least $450 million U.S. in just one of those investigations, because that's the size of fine they're going to face.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. And the great thing about the Canadian banks, they're just back in the day, there were four big ones, is they didn't fail with the Great Depression as banks did in the U.S. Now, there was a big distinction. Canadians were allowed branch banking across the country, whereas the Americans, you could only run a bank within a state and no branch banks. So you had isolated banks, and they failed by the thousands, you know, huge. Now in Canada during the Great Depression, the banks didn't fail, but they might have been closing branches. I think I tried to look that up, but I couldn't find it. But that's just my guess.
Now, we'll take a look at some of the other headlines that caught Bob's eye. Headline from Breitbart: Senators, union workers call on Biden to hike aluminum tariffs. Is China flooding the market with cheap aluminum?
Well, these are young workers. They kind of, unions kind of tend towards protecting themselves, and this is a form of protectionism where they're trying to ban the trade of aluminum, in this instance from China to Canada. And I took it more as a symptom of any post-bubble contraction, or let's call it a depression. There's huge amounts of protectionism. So maybe this is just the start.
Well, I could see that happening with electric cars, because China's car industry is just booming, making very affordable electric vehicles. The one model that caught my eye was the Volkswagen Viking, $10,000. Now, if all you plan to do is buzz around town to pick up groceries or to go to a hockey or football game, a little $10,000 urban runabout sounds very affordable and practical.
Sounds it, but any of these electric cars powered by batteries are potential bombs, because the lithium use is highly unstable, and they can explode all on their own. They don't need to have an accident, so you won't catch me with a electric car.
Now, Polestar, one of the electric car makers, has developed a new battery. It's not, there may be lithium, I'm not sure, but it's a battery that you can rapid charge in 10 minutes and not diminish the longevity of the battery, and it's also safer fire-wise because using a whole different system that is
also
brand new.
Somebody's working on a sodium-based.
Yeah, it could be sodium-based.
Battery. Now, a friend of mine is an automotive engineer, and he heads up a consulting firm out of Oshawa that consults with Ford, GM, even Tesla. And he tells me that even the sodium batteries are diabolical. And battery cars have a big problem. And one, they're environmentally destructive to make them because they need mining of all kinds of stuff. But the even the sodium one, he says, Bob, it's just another thing. The problem with these fanciful things is that the energy is not concentrated. Now, the densest energy, of course, is with an atomic plant, a nuclear plant. But gasoline or natural gas for cars is a really relatively concentrated and dense energy source compared to all other things out there. So the market eventually will choose the most efficient and most practical once fad is over, and that'll be back to internal combustion engineers.
Well, gasoline mileage has improved so tremendously in recent times, and you notice the skies of Vancouver in the summer now no longer smoggy. Back in the 80s, Bob, you remember, sometimes you couldn't even see across the street. It was so smoggy.
I remember the Los Angeles Basin.
Oh, yeah, L.A.
Oh, that was awful. Yet still air in the nitrous
oxide.
It was bad, but I don't read about them now because the emissions in cars really have been cleaned up.
And getting cleaner all the time.
Yeah.
Headline, worst in 70 years, Biden approval rating absolutely dismal.
Is this I didn't know he'd been in office for 70 years.
Just seems like it.
You couldn't expand the when writing that headline, you wouldn't want to expand it. In the 70 years of presidential history, but no, I liked it. It's a fact. So
now I've had so many guests say, technically, the U.S. economy looks like it's doing well. The stock market hit record highs, unemployment around the 3% mark, but the jobs that are created are. Well, they call them gig economy jobs. You're an Uber driver, or you're cleaning hospital toilets on weekends to supplement your regular job. They're muck jobs.
Yeah.
And the average person has just been hammered like crazy with inflation. Meanwhile, we have governments, U.S. government, federal government employees, the highest paid in the world. Canada's federal politicians, the second highest paid in the world. Even though we're only one-tenth the size economically and population-wise of the U.S. Bob, do our politicians really deserve to be the second highest paid? Prime Minister, $400,000. Leader of the Opposition, $300,000. The rest of the MPs making tax-free hundreds of thousands every year.
Yeah, no, they vote themselves the cushiest deal, you know. Like you've got them at city halls as well, where from time to time you see a scandal, and they granted one place in the States, they granted them, they worked it out in a small town. Then I think the average salary was like $30,000 a year, and they granted themselves something like $400,000 pensions when they retired. You know, so there are crooked people in office and in administrations all over the place.
I remember former British Columbia Premier Gordon Campbell voting himself a 49% pay raise, but he froze the minimum wage in BC for his entire term of office.
Yeah.
Who needed that money more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting when you get to vote on your own pay raise. We'll take a look at more headlines when we return.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoyt. Headline, Biden's tax plan would be the biggest middle class increase in 50 years. Is that what the U.S. needs? Because they do have just a monstrous government debt.
The bank robber, infamous bank robber in the 1930s, Willie Sutton, and some reporter asked him, why you rob banks? And he says, that's where the money is. So now the reason why they tax the middle class people is that's where the money is in aggregate. So it is Willie Sutton visiting the banks when they raise taxes.
Bob, in Canada, the federal budget put a major jump on capital gains tax from 50% to 66 2/3%. What is that going to do to investment in Canada? And for people who are looking at capital gains as a way to retire, like doctors don't have pension plans.
Yeah, I remember in Canada they came in with capital gains tax initially, and I think in the early 70s. I remember it because prior to it was wonderful. No, I think a lot. I don't know how much they raise with capital gains tax, and if we go into a lengthy bear market, there won't be the equivalent to raise. I think it is just malevolent. I think that they really hate productive people, and they're going to get nasty with them. And forgive me, but for being as suspicious as that, but I think that's what the case is. It's used to get at the people they hate.
Well, rich people can move. Poor people are usually stuck in one place. They can't afford to go anywhere else. And the best example of that might be Great Britain, where people like Mick Jagger moved to France because the tax regime in France is so much more favorable.
Yeah.
So you, in essence, lose your multi-millionaire and billionaire people, but everybody else is still stuck with the bill.
Yep.
Headline, Ford's EV division lost $1.3 billion in quarter one. That's $132,000 per car. Is that sustainable?
Yeah, I like when they break it down to per car losses for making those car electric vehicles. I prefer to call them battery cars.
Headline, property price boomed during COVID. Now they're being slashed as soaring numbers of homes sit unsold. That's the Daily Mail in Britain. So, Bob, of course, during COVID, you were allowed to work from home. You could move out of a crowded city in a tiny apartment, buy yourself a nice three-bedroom house with a garage out in the burbs or in some small town somewhere. But now bosses are insisting people come back to work.
Yeah, that's what's happening. So,
you end up with a really big commute.
Now we got one more headline left.
Yes, major New York wind projects recently canceled, but media spin at full power.
Yeah. These offshore windmills are very much more expensive to build than on land, and they're expensive enough on land and disruptive. But also there are articles around that the sound of the big, there's already got offshore windmills there, and the sounds that the machinery makes is not good for whales. Anyways, we'll see whether the environmentalists are in a rough place. They want to have windmills, but they also want to save the whales. So we'll see how this one goes.
Well, I always wondered, why did they insist on these 300-foot-tall turbines? Where I've seen windmill designs. In Paris, for example, from the distance, it looks like you're looking at a row of trees. But when you get up close, the leaves are actually little mini wind turbines. And they provide enough power on that boulevard to power all the electric lights and streetlights. So it's off the grid. It looks nice. And it's practical. Yeah.
Well, the reason on the big towers is the bigger the blade, the more power they can get. Now, also, there's quite a change in wind speed from ground level to only just 100 feet up. You know, you can have a prevailing westerly going by, but on the ground where there are trees and everything else, it'd be slowed down. But as you get up 100 feet above, and it's clear, the wind will be much stronger. So this is where they put them on such tall towers. One, to gather the more vigorous wind, and the other is the bigger the blades, the more power they generate. And I love seeing pictures of them when they're all on fire. It just makes me feel good.
Now, environmentally, those big windmills kill bats, because bats don't have the little sacs, alveoli, in their lungs, and so rapid pressure changes actually blow up their lungs. My solution is put little ultrasonic screamers on those things so the bats can hear that noise and stay away. Birds fly into them because they can't see the blades, so yep. Put ultraviolet stickers on them, like you're supposed to put on high-rise windows.
Become a very good way for people to acceptably kill eagles.
Oh,
wherever eagles are, you know, they if some individual does something to an eagle, it's a serious punishment. But if you got a windmill killing eagles, oh, that's just too bad. But we're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's another double standard on the intense. Dedicated left.
Bob, always pleasant chatting with you. My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@housestreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.